You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You are on the 95BFM Breakfast Show, and we've got some very special guests in the studio. We've got the whole Beths. Hello, the Beths.
Hello.
Good morning.
How's it going? We've got Tristan, Ben, Jonathan, and Liz in the studio. And we were just saying it's awesome to have you guys in here because the last time we spoke to you, Liz and Jonathan, was during lockdown over the phone, which is really sweet.
Yeah, we enjoyed a few phone calls in lockdown.
Just like getting used to the weird new world that we're in. But we are, of course, in a very good situation in New Zealand because it means we can go to some gigs. And you guys are really getting stuck into that with a massive gig this weekend at the Power Station. How are you feeling? Completely sold out?
Yeah, we're feeling sold out.
Sold out.
Feeling good. It's pretty surreal.
Yeah. It's sold out in like, what, 5-6 days or something?
Yeah, it's sold out in about 5 or 6 days, and like, I don't know. It's strange. It's strange to be doing a gig at all.
Yeah, so totally.
We're excited.
And also, part of the big celebration of this week is your new record, Jump Rope Gazers, is going to be coming out on the 10th. How are you guys all feeling about that?
It's going to be... I'm very excited. We've been sitting on it for a while.
Yeah.
So I can't wait for people to listen to it.
Yeah. I was like feeling like quite chill about it up until about 4 o'clock last night, and then for some reason I started getting a bit weird.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it's just going to ramp up from there.
Yeah.
To kind of like a bit nervous
just
or something.
Building weirdness.
Yeah, until it's out. And then
it's like a storm brewing, but
maybe
very
it will ramp down.
A great storm. And I think there are lots of people who are very jealous when they look at New Zealand and see that we can go out to gigs and we can play gigs as well. Have you guys had conversations with your friends who are overseas and in bands and stuff about what it's like for them? Are there sort of these like chats going on, people being like, this is a weird world?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're pretty lucky. Like, I think our experience is totally unique. Even in Australia, this is not really happening. No one's going to a gig of 1,000 people, no matter what the right wing of New Zealand politics might be telling you. And so, yeah, it's just awesome and for us. But yeah, it's almost a subject that's a little bit touchy to talk about because with your musical friends from overseas or something, because we just feel that they are in...
We're extremely lucky in so many different ways, like being able to play shows and like being just like a society being taking a little bit better care of people and stuff like that. Like it's pretty jarring to talk to people from the States and things like that.
Totally. I was even thinking, looking at the UK, who've just had a sort of like support package finally announced for the arts and stuff, but there was so much anxiety over there that there was going to be like nothing for a while. And that's horrible to see your friends kind of going through that and see the industry that, you know, we're all part of, because it is a global industry now. People tour all over the place. You guys tour all over the place. It must be sort of surreal looking back on last year and being like, we were in Europe, we were in America, we were everywhere. How does it feel?
It's strange. Like, touring is a particular kind of travel that, like, international touring, like, you're in a different city every day, and that's the point. And so it seems a wild kind of travel under the current circumstances. Like, even if some kind of travel comes up, it's hard to imagine being literally in a different city every night and interacting with different people every night. It's like,
yeah,
it's kind of hard to imagine.
And some of those venues that are in trouble overseas, some of the coolest ones will be the ones that are most in trouble, and they will need community level support more than they possibly will be able to access government support that's really aimed at things like the Royal Albert Hall, perhaps.
Exactly, yeah.
Because, yeah, with the likes of, you know, Specialist Subjects Records and their music venue that's beneath their kind of brick-and-mortar flagship record store. And that whole community was totally welcoming to us from day one when we did our first tour in 2018. And that is the sort of place that I fear needs everyone's support.
Yeah, definitely. They need a sort of like what we had with the Save Our Venues situation going on here. There needs to be that kind of everywhere at the moment. It's really overwhelming. But in positive things, getting a new record is an awesome thing, because that's something that everybody can listen to. Everybody can enjoy, and music is one of those things that gets you through tough times as well. Liz, you do the writing, and I'm really curious if listening to the tracks now that you've written, as Ben was saying, you've been sitting on for a wee while, how does it feel kind of releasing this into the world, apart from feeling a bit weird?
I'm excited to, like, I don't know, like, so three of the songs are already out. Yeah, it's strange. It's almost like we've already kind of let the songs go a little bit. Like, people, like quite a few people have heard it in terms of people that we've been speaking to for media things and things like that. And that's kind of already a little bit like surreal. I don't know. The thing that I'm focusing on for some reason is I guess just doing the show and actually playing some of these new songs live.
Yeah.
I think, because that's normally what would be our kind of like gauge for how people are listening to it. And we'll be able to, like, using the internet, we'll be able to kind of like see how people, if people like the record and things like that.
Yeah, but, totally.
But being able to play the songs live is extra kind of
good. Extra special. Yeah, gives it that real world kind of thing too. Yeah. And for you guys who are playing within the band, how are you feeling about that? How do you guys feel about getting out on the stage again?
It's like it's a lot more new songs than I'm comfortable with playing.
Can be practicing between now and then.
Like that many new songs on a gig before.
The last time we played six new songs on a gig was our first gig.
Oh my god! Yeah, this is gonna be exciting.
Now you introduced them one at a time.
One at a time, and now it's like, guess what, guys? We're back. We've got a whole new record. It's going
to
be great. A
lot of chances to train wreck. Yeah.
Yep. No, it'll be beautiful. It'll be heaps of fun. And I know everybody's just there to have a good time as well, which is great. And you will be touring. For anybody who missed out on tickets to the sold out show this weekend, you will be touring around the whole country, more or less, in November time. And some all ages shows in there too, which is great. You looking forward to that?
Yes.
Yeah, including an all ages show to make up for our failing to provide one this time around in Auckland at the Auckland Town Hall,
which will be great. I know we'll be have a lot of people who'd be very excited to go and see that. Well, I'm excited to see you guys perform on the weekend and hear the brand new record, so we're going to listen to Dying to Believe now. Thank you very much, the Beths, for coming in and chatting to us.
Thank you.
Playing at the Power Station July 11th, 95 BFM presents the Beths.
It's such a fragile thing to try to support the weight of. It's not that I don't think that my point of view is valid. It's just that I can't stand the sound of my own patterns. They always look backwards from the way that I imagine. Go easy.
a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.